fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Monday. Yes, it is Monday, the 31st day of October, year of our Lord 2022. Welcome to the John Moore Show. Yes, we do, in fact, begin with a Pledge of Allegiance every day. Proud to say. Everybody stand, face the flag. Gentlemen, remove your hats, right hand over the heart. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Proper tip of the day is to keep your gas tank topped off and stock up on extra canned food. There are some perilous times ahead for us, and those are a couple of things I think will stand you in good stead. We're going to have with us this morning my friend Andrew. Andrew is here to represent EMP Shield, and we'll be talking about the events today and how incorporating EMP Shield devices into your life like I have will give you some really serious peace of mind. Good morning, Andrew.
Hey, good morning, John. Thanks for having me on.
Good to have you with us. Well, it's still old dark 30 here at my place. How about where you are?
I'm actually overseas right now, but it's dark here as well.
Okay, well, you're on the same side of the planet that we are, more or less, I guess. The secret recording coming out of China, where several people paid for getting this out with their lives, they were executed by the Chinese government, said that the Chinese were going to launch an attack somewhere on or before the 1st of November, which is tomorrow. So that deadline is right in our face, isn't it?
Yes, it is. That's coming up shortly, and I truly hope what we're hearing is not true, but based on the stories I've heard, it seems to be credible.
Right. Well, it's subterfuge. Of course, the art of war is the art of secrecy and concealment. And of course, that was written by General Sun Tzu in a book that's older than a Christian Bible, by the way. And the Chinese are very good at following the guidelines of General Sun Tzu, aren't they?
They are. It's been, I'm not sure about their current doctrine per se, but, it's certainly something that's been followed by the Chinese since it was written. And the book itself is very well written, and it really does serve as a guideline that, ultimately should and has been followed by many militaries.
When I, a little follow up on that, when I went back into the reserves, back into psychological warfare after being gone for more than 10 years, I brought a copy of The Art of War in to show to some of the men I worked with, the intelligence section, and apparently none of them were aware of it. And I was asked to make photocopies for distribution to the senior NCOs and the officers, which I did, of course. Mm-hmm. It's not a long book. It's only about 80 pages. But maybe, you know, that's been quite a while ago. That was, would have been about 1980 or so. I don't know if any copies of that are still circulating, but I hope they are. yeah, moving on from there, the Chinese have a goal, and the goal is to colonize the United States with no Americans being present anymore, which means killing all of us. And they seem to be on a real winning streak here. We've had the millennials are men and women between 19 and 40 years old, I think is the age group. And we're losing more millennials every year than in the entire duration of the official 10 years of the Vietnam War, which was just over, I think, 50, maybe 55,000. We're losing 61,000 millennials per year, as opposed to the 55,000 that were lost in Vietnam over 10 years. These numbers can't go on, and these people are dying from the COVID vaccination clot shot, by the way, ladies and gentlemen. And this is part of the Chinese program to depopulate the United States, as far as I can tell. At some point, they won't be satisfied with depopulation by these quiet, covert means. At some point, there would have to be a land invasion to finish the conquest, wouldn't there, Andrew?
That certainly is an option. If it's, you know, it depends on if they're looking for a long duration strategy or like, you know, kind of a war of attrition type thing, which certainly seems to be the case. Although I can't 100% verify, but it's certainly looking that way. The numbers are staggering. You know, and I won't quote numbers, but I heard something the other day about the amount of children under 10 that, you know, had died from COVID versus the amount of children that have either died or had extreme negative reactions to the shot. And the numbers are just astronomically different.
Of course they are.
It's mind-blowing.
The odds of a healthy child, a child who doesn't have type 1 diabetes or something of that, a severe lung condition or heart condition, the odds of a normally healthy child dying from COVID are about the same as being struck by lightning, almost non-existent. And you're right. Otherwise healthy children who died from COVID vaccination clot shots is really scary. So we're doing it to ourselves. People voluntarily roll up their sleeves. The parents have their children volunteered for these clot shots. And the Chinese program is yielding great results. They're killing us off having us kill ourselves off without them doing it directly. Although indirectly they were involved with the COVID initially and for the COVID clot shots both, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I'll tell you, John, regardless of what the actual strategy or objective was of, you know, the vaccine or even potentially COVID, I'll tell you, what we witnessed was one of the greatest psychological operations of all time, ever.
No doubt, worldwide.
Yeah, yes.
And, we need to give credit where credit was due. They had all their ducks in a row. They had focus groups to make sure they were able to get the impact on every demographic possible. And then they implemented their plan with great success. And the numbers of Americans who've got the clot shot are all over the map. I hear anywhere from one-third to 80% of Americans have got the clot shot. I'm not sure what to depend on. Are you?
No, I'm not sure either. I don't even remember the numbers. It was getting up there last time I checked, but it's been probably 6-7 months since I saw any numbers.
Right, right. Well, regardless, it's a massive percentage, 50%, 80%. A lot of Americans are going to die or be disabled as a consequence of the clot shot. And of course, they're concentrated in critical areas. Almost no exemptions in any branch of the military, Army, Navy, Air Force, Marine, Coast Guard, Space Force, whatever the Space Force is. I don't know what they are. But almost nobody in U.S. military active duty has got an exemption. National Guard and the British Reserves are losing tens of thousands of men and women refusing to get the clot shot. That's an option they can mm-hmm. exercise. So the readiness of the military has been hurt tremendously. And there's something I wanted to let you know. Mm-hmm. I need to look this up from last week. And there's something that came up, a study out of Switzerland where they mm-hmm. they tested the blood of 777 men and women in Switzerland who got various clot shots. And I got a note here on this. Let's see. This would have been this day here. Okay, I'm looking it up here. And I got to get the name of this substance they found in people's blood that was higher than normal, presenting great risk. Let's see. Okay, it would be right here. Okay. Well, I'm not finding it as quick as I thought I would, and I have to apologize for that. All right. No, it's... I thought I had it right here, but apparently I don't. Anyway, this substance, when it's in your blood, can only be there when you've had heart damage. And they found it without exception. They found it in every person who got the COVID clot shot. And I'll probably find it during the break. So it's a game changer, because it's one thing we were looking for that we didn't have previously. And that was a way to determine a harm done to people that have got the clot shot. So we now have that. And it's a real game changer. Okay. I'm still looking for it here in my notes. It'll pop up here during the break, I guess. I did ask my webmaster to put it on my website, by the way. Here's something else here, a headline at Steve Quayle's website. According to the U.S. Navy, as Chief of Naval Operations, Russia is testing a new nuclear submarine. State-of-the-art strategic vessel can carry up to 16 ballistic missiles and is the sixth vessel of Russia's fourth-generation ballistic missile submarines and a second mass-produced ship.
Wow.
And, of course, thanks to Bill Clinton, the Russians have the ball-bearing technology to make their submarines so quiet that we can't detect them. We got our first caller here, Andrew. We got Pat in Texas. Good morning, Pat.
Good morning, John. That stuff is called troponin, T-R-O-P-O-N.
Troponin. That's it. That's uh-huh. it.
And I looked it up, being a lab rat myself. you can have some. If you've had heart surgery, you can have some. But when it's at a high amount like that,
it's normal is 0 to 0.4 nanograms per milliliter, I think is what it is.
Two different kind. But anyway, I just thought I'd tell you that because...
that's exactly what I was looking for. Right.
But what I'm saying here, it's going to be a faster way to know if you really have heart damage, like heart failure or something. They don't really know exactly. And so it's going to be good for heart diagnosis just all the way around.
Okay. Exactly. Right.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
All right. Yeah, that's it. Protanin. And that's exactly it. And like I said a moment ago, Andrew, we now have a scientific way to determine if a person has suffered heart damage from the clot shot, as opposed to getting... We really believe that many people got a saline solution. So mm-hmm. That's a game changer. It really is.
Oh, it is. It really is. Is that something we were able to detect before? Or is that kind of a new?
It's been around for quite a while, and it's nothing. What's new about it is being used for this purpose to determine if a person's had heart damage, when especially people who've had no issues with their heart whatsoever before. So these elevated levels of this substance demonstrate heart damage, is what they do.
Sure.
So, yeah.
That makes sense. So it's an indicator of, you know, the effects of potentially the shot on your heart and your body. Yeah. I get it. And it's a good way to measure.
Yeah, troponin. That's T-R-O-P-O-N-I-N. That's Tango, Romeo, Oscar, Papa, Oscar, November, India, November. And the normal level is 0 to 0.4 nanograms per milliliter. That's normal. Anything above it, when it goes to 0.5, is considered high, which means there's been damage to the person's heart whose blood has this substance in it above 0.5 nanograms per milliliter. And thank you, Pat. It was right in front of me here, and it was just something I overlooked. Anyway, when we come to our first break in about 2 minutes, Andrew has to, every Monday we have new listeners because my audience is growing. Andrew will give us a summary of what in the world this EMP thing is, how does it work, and how to protect from it. And before we get to that, I need to mention that the EMP shield devices also protect against lightning, which is a really big deal, isn't it, Andrew?
Oh, it's a huge deal, especially during lightning season or storm season. You know, it's almost sad, but there's so many customers that call us after they've had lightning damage where they have $5,000, $10,000, sometimes $15,000 worth of damage, and they either, you know, have to pay their deductible and wait quite a long time for the insurance to do what insurance does. And often, you know, some things don't even get replaced or fixed. So having EMP Shield guarantees you 100% lightning protection, and it's less than the cost of your home's deductible. So for many people who want to protect their investment of their home, it's a no-brainer. And then for some folks who say, oh, lightning, it's no big deal, very sadly, those are the ones that end up calling us later, you know, getting it, you know, after they've already had lightning damage. So, you know, for those people who really want to protect your investment, protect your home, you know, from the effects of lightning, not even EMP, which I'll describe here after the break, it is a incredible investment and a really good way to protect your home.
Well, I've had minor damage from lightning. A very good friend of mine, he has well into six digits worth of very sophisticated computers and radios and related type equipment. Mm-hmm. And at the time, this was 25, 30 years ago, he had the highest quality lightning protection that money could buy. And he suffered a direct lightning strike. It mm-hmm. took him between 2 and 3 years to track down all the damage that was in his system. It was a nightmare.
Wow.
An absolute nightmare.
Yep.
I did work on some of his antennas, putting antennas up on his towers and so forth. So I was very familiar with the setup, and it was and is very sophisticated. But now we're at a point where for just a couple of $100, you can get the highest quality lightning protection there is, can't you?
Absolutely. You know, there's really nothing else out there that guarantees lightning protection, especially at this price point. You know, and for those who kind of want to understand what I'm saying, if you look, it really comes down to the technology, which is very robust and very fast, but also the warranty. So our warranty, to my knowledge, is the only one that will actually guarantee against acts of God, including lightning. And it's right there in the warranty. And the other thing that really makes it unique is we have a standalone warranty, meaning that you don't have to use your home's insurance policy. You can just use our warranty. If our device fails to work, we will cover the cost of the damage up to $25,000.
We have a break. When we get back, we're going to get that summary from Andrew on what EMP is. We'll be right back.
Thank you. John Moore's private consultations are the most comprehensive services available any place, anywhere in the world. They're available now and provide valuable knowledge and information that protects an individual, family, or group. We provide clarity, focus, and information for you and your associates for any situation. We have just the right knowledge, just the right information from just the right professionals. Schedule your consultation for your family or group now. Contact us at thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Once again, thelibertyman.com.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Fix bayonets.
Leave Eden and Nicole Colgren. Where for many men have gone.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We are back. This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield. EMP Shield has graciously offered to continue the $50 discount on each piece of equipment to protect your car, your spouse's car, the car of that youngster off to college at thelibertyman.com. We have Andrew with us, who's going to give us our summary of just what in the world EMP is, how does it work, and how to protect from it. Please continue, Andrew.
Sure. Thanks, Sean. So EMP, which is something many people have probably heard the term now, stands for electromagnetic pulse. And although EMP sounds like it's from maybe a science fiction book or a movie or even potentially a video game, part of my job at EMP Shield is to raise awareness and let people understand that it's not science fiction. EMP is a very real weapon. In fact, it's one of the most devastating weapons that our adversaries like China or Russia currently have in their arsenal. In fact, this is a weapon that those countries have actually threatened us with just in the last year alone, and they're threatening us with super EMP weapons, which is, you know, even bigger than kind of what I'm about to describe here, just so people understand. So what is an EMP? An EMP, or electromagnetic pulse, is created by a nuclear weapon, but it's not a nuclear weapon in the sense that we're used to seeing. So when we see a video of a nuclear weapon, it's exploding at or near the ground level, and you'll see a big mushroom cloud, radiation, devastation on the ground level. With EMP, it's a little bit different because what's happening is they're setting this nuclear weapon off in the atmosphere, actually quite high, so roughly 300 miles above the Earth. And to give you an understanding of how high that is, it's about roughly the height of the International Space Station. In fact, this is so high up that if this nuclear weapon were to go off, you probably wouldn't even see it happen. Now, what's interesting and scary also a little bit about an EMP is that once this occurs, there's no warning. It's occurring at an incredibly fast, high rate of speed. So there's three phases of an EMP, or electromagnetic pulse, which is the E1, the E2, and the E3. The E1 and the E2, the first two phases, occur very, very quickly. So the first phase occurs in nanoseconds. The second phase is in microseconds. And what creates these phases, or this energy that's going to come down, is when that blast goes off, it releases gamma radiation and also matter, which is pushing downward towards the Earth almost at the speed of light. And when that gamma radiation and matter hits the atmosphere, it's stripping those freed electrons from the atmosphere and shooting them down towards the Earth. And that process is called ionization, not to get too nerdy. But basically what's occurring is with a regular nuclear, a normal-sized nuclear weapon, you're looking at roughly 50,000 volts per square meter of energy, which is coming down towards the Earth and inducing into everything that's a conductor. So that energy is going directly into your modern vehicle, directly into your home's electrical system, directly into a computer, even if it's not connected to the wall outlet. It's coming straight through your home, right into those devices. And this energy is destroying pretty much everything with microelectronics, which would include anything with a transistor, resistor, diode, substances like silicon arsenide, and also anything with a microprocessor has a very, very high likelihood of being destroyed. So after the first two phases have occurred, your way of life has already changed in a matter of a nanosecond. Your modern-day vehicles no longer function. Your devices that use microelectronics no longer work. There's no longer internet. And potentially, even at this point, within a couple microseconds, there might already not be any power coming to your home. Not that it would matter, because everything that uses that power, or almost everything, has already been destroyed. That's the first two phases. The third phase of an EMP is actually a little bit more unique and different than the first two. So what's happening is when that nuclear weapon explodes, it's also pushing outwards into space. And what it's doing is it's pushing on the thing which is called the magnetosphere, which is surrounding the Earth and protecting us from the sun and space weather. Unfortunately, the blast is so large that it causes the magnetosphere to fluctuate. And this can actually happen for quite a long time, 10 plus hours potentially, depending on the size of the weapon that's used in the atmosphere. And when the magnetosphere fluctuates, which is huge, it creates a low and slow charge at the ground level of the Earth. Now, this low and slow charge that's building over time isn't inducing into your vehicle, isn't even your home's electrical system isn't a big enough antenna to induce this energy, but the grid, which can be a mile, 10 miles, sometimes even 100 miles long, is such a large antenna that it's able to induce this energy over time, and that charge will build within the grid. And at a certain point, at a certain critical point, the charge will get so high that portions of the grid, critical portions like transformers, pieces and parts within substations, will get enough charge to be destroyed, which then brings down the system which delivers the power to homes and other things across the United States. It's also important to understand that a single EMP, if it were to detonate 300 miles above the Earth, above Kansas, would encompass the entire United States, the lower portion of Canada, and also the northern portion of Mexico, just to give you the size and scope of just how large this weapon actually is. So it's a very devastating weapon.
Well said, Andrew. Well said. We have 5 minute break. Call number is 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. while we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of Happy Packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Big Tobacco lied, earning billions, killing millions, and addicting children. Today, Big Marijuana is here to market and sell a child's delight of high-potency, pot-infused candies, cookies, and treats. Since legalization in Colorado, marijuana is involved in more than one of every four road deaths, and the crime rate has increased 11 times faster than the rest of the nation. Don't be fooled. Protect Missouri's children and future. Vote no on Amendment 3. Paid for by the Randolph County Republican Central Committee, Ted Sander, Treasurer.
Hey, do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the ones in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, or fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you'll see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Check us out at SusannahSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com.
As I said to those who joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We are back. Got good news. Since Elon Musk took over Twitter, I have opened a Twitter account. I'm still learning about this. My address to contact me on Twitter is at JRLiberty5. That's numeral 5. At JR Liberty 5. If you follow me, I will follow you. I'm looking forward to working with Twitter. I found out the other day that I can be doing this show on TV, video on Twitter at the same time. So looking into how to make that happen. I don't have a clue how it works yet, but it's a work in progress. Also, my website, of course, we're doing updates. My new assistant webmaster is getting everything caught up. My Rumble archives are caught up. We're working on Brighteon archives and getting new things posted in the COVID section. Our humor section has a couple of new things you might want to check out. And, of course, as always, the energy cleaner. We've had scheduling conflicts for me to pick up my fresh batch from Tom Berryhill. But that'll be resolved the next day or two. Peter in Australia, I apologize. I know you're waiting for the next three units to be shipped to Australia. I'll get those off to you hopefully one day this week. And everybody else, we got a few other back orders, only I think about three back orders waiting for delivery. But if you've got arthritis pain and other pain issues, you certainly need an energy cleaner. If you have sleep issues, you also need an energy cleaner. And if you're doubting Thomas, no problem, because I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee on energy cleaners from me to you personally. So it's only $285 shipping included. The mattress pads go with it, vary in price, depending on what you need. If you already have an energy cleaner, check out the Micro Plus throws, because you can use them not only on your bed, but on your recliner and your car seat as well, and even on your work chair at your workstation. Everything's at my website at thelibertyman.com. You can make your purchase using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. You can send me a check. Toll-free our line, 24 hours a day, is 800-592-9543. Visiting with Andrew with EMP Shield, and we're talking about the events today. Andrew, at my website at thelibertyman.com, the first two articles have to do, actually the first three, have to do with this report out of Switzerland. And we have a direct quote from the doctor here that did this study of these 777 men and women. It's really groundbreaking what he says here. And let's see. Well, that's not it. I have to go back to where we were. And this is it here. Here's the exact words of Professor Prasad. It's not just the tip of the distribution that has elevated high sensitivity troponin. It's that the entire distribution, that means everybody who got this, is right shifted. Mm-hmm. Everybody's having a little bit of elevation in high sensitivity troponin. That's what this graph would have you infer. When you get troponin elevation when there is damage to your heart. He goes on to say the following. It's not just the distribution that has elevated. Let me move down here. Troponin is the type of protein found in the muscles of your heart. Troponin isn't normally found in the blood. When heart muscles become damaged, troponin is sent into the bloodstream. As heart damage increases, greater amounts of troponin are released into the blood. Well, my doctor has me get a blood test a couple of years just to be sure everything's the way it should be. Mm-hmm. But he hasn't been asking the lab to test for troponin because there's been no need to. I have no need to do that myself because I haven't got the clot shot. But ladies and gentlemen, if you got the COVID vaccination clot shot, or if you know somebody that has, next time they get a blood test, which is pretty common these days, people get blood tests as part of a routine annual physical, Andrew, don't they?
They do. I think when I go to the VA, almost every time they also require a blood test.
Right, right. So troponin is not typically part of a blood test unless there's been heart issues in the past they want to be on the lookout for. So I'm going to suggest to all our listeners, if they or somebody they know has had the clot shot, that next time they get a blood test, that they respectfully and politely ask the doctor to test for troponin levels also, which typically they don't do. That'll give you a heads up. It's good to have a warning. It's good to have advanced notice that you're facing these issues, I think. Don't you, Andrew?
Well, I agree. I mean, I think it should be almost, as they continue to study this, if they can do a second test to validate this, I think it should be required for anybody who did get the vaccination to also have this test to check on what's going on with their hearts. I mean, if it has that much of a negative impact, you know, this should be required.
People's response is going to vary from those in denial that it means anything to those who get really, really upset that the girl at the local pharmacy, the doctor at their that they trust and know, the place they went to get their COVID vaccination clot shot, has caused them damage to their heart, which obviously, yes, clearly, damage to your heart is life-threatening. Of course it is.
Mm-hmm.
So the wide spectrum of people who are going to be reacting to this knowledge, and I think there's a high likelihood that a percentage of these people would resort to taking action into their own hands. I don't want to see that.
Sure.
But I think it's highly likely, given the nature of human beings, don't you think, Andrew?
Yeah, I do think so. And, you know, something interesting, as I travel around the U.S. and sometimes around the world, I've met, I think, four or five people now that I'm interested in the psychology of the shot, my former job and whatnot. And so I've asked them how they feel about it after the fact, after they've already gotten the shot and potentially a booster or two. Of the four, at least four people I know of that I spoke to that told me the answer, all four of them said they wish they had not gotten the shot. And when I asked them why did they get it, they said either everybody else was getting it, they had to get it for a job, or they were afraid. Those are almost always the answers that I get. And but now, post-shot, every person I've asked has said they wish they had not gotten it, which is interesting to me.
Well, the most obvious target of people's rage, the closest target to their rage would be the local health department where they got it, the pharmacy where they got it, the doctor's office where mm-hmm. they got it. Going after the CEO of Pfizer with your anger is probably not likely for very many people. so, no, not at all. And, of course, it's going to be demonstrable, it already is, if you know where to look, that these clot shots are killing people. So the young lady at the local pharmacy who delivered the clot shot, she did so because it was her job, because she thought it was the right thing to do, mm-hmm. and thought it would cause no harm. Now, mm-hmm. if her action killed somebody, that's not murder, that's manslaughter. When you kill somebody but didn't intend to kill them, that's manslaughter. So, and that's probably something they could be prosecuted for, although it's not likely, it is possible. And with all, we've got thousands of district attorneys, prosecuting attorneys in this country. Every county has one. There's more than 3,000 counties. The possibility of one or more of these prosecutors prosecuting people who delivered these shots for manslaughter does exist, doesn't it?
I think so. I don't think it would ever come to fruition. But I do think that what you're saying does make a little bit of sense, although I don't believe it would ever happen.
Well, like I say, it is a possibility. And I've seen people prosecuted for manslaughter with no more evidence. If there's direct linkage evidence between the clot shot and somebody dying, that's enough evidence to prosecute, although the likelihood of it is small, with more than 3,300 prosecuting attorneys. I think the possibility certainly exists. Moving on from there, Andrew, let's talk about lightning a little bit. There's no place on this planet that's not subject to lightning. South Florida obviously has more lightning than the desert of Arizona, but lightning can happen anytime, anywhere, can't it?
It really can, and we've seen some situations where places that didn't expect lightning ended up getting it. It either hit the power pole, hit the line, or hit the home, and then they had damage in locations that they would never even expect to have lightning. So it certainly can happen anywhere. Of course, there's hot spots. Even in Kansas, we have quite a bit of lightning. But getting protection for your home is very important, and sadly, it's something that most people don't think about. Most people presume that if they have a power strip, or, maybe they have something small in their home to attempt to protect it, that it's going to be safe. But we've seen it firsthand hundreds of times. It's absolutely not the case. And you need something, right, much more robust to protect nothing.
Mm-hmm. Right. Let's educate people a little bit. These power strips you get at your local hardware store, they're designed to do the following: protect against minor surges in the power grid. And they do that. On one hand. On the other, they cannot and will not protect against lightning. They can't and they won't. To protect against lightning takes highly specialized equipment, and to get equipment, and I'm not aware of any other commitment, even professional grade equipment, such as what a radio station would buy or a corporate mm-hmm. headquarters would buy. I'm not aware of any equipment at any price that would offer a $25,000 insurance policy backing up what they sell. Are you?
Not that I'm aware of, no. And, we've looked. I haven't seen it, especially not at the price point of EMP Shield. And when it comes to, kind of discussing the technology aspect of it, not just, the warranty's critical too, but the technology, there's a reason that the speed at which your surge protector operates is important. The speed basically means how much energy can get through into your electrical system before whatever surge protector you have is doing its job, whether it's disconnecting something or whether it's shunting the energy to the ground. And so most regular surge protectors are using metal oxide varistors, which is a fairly effective component inside the device, but it's also quite slow. You know, I believe operating in you know, the mid-microsecond speed, you know, maybe 10, 15 microseconds, don't quote me, I'd have to look up the spec sheets of some. But unfortunately, when you're in that speed, there's going to be a lot of energy that can get into the system before it begins doing its job. The other thing to look at on the technology side of things is how much energy can that device handle? Because if you have a surge protector, which many are around 20 or 30,000 amps, it's just simply not enough to take a direct lightning strike or even a close or near lightning strike, which is putting the full, you know, power through the line into the home. With EMP Shield, it's 228,000 amps and is operating at around roughly, it begins shunting at roughly half of a nanosecond, which is much, much faster than, to my understanding, pretty much everything else on the market. It is incredibly fast. And because of the technology, that's why we have one of the nation's largest insurance carriers backing our products with this warranty where we guarantee lightning protection.
Well, EMP Shield is cutting-edge technology. The equipment in it, well, I like to emphasize, when you buy an EMP Shield device for your car, for the car that youngster off to college, you're not getting a substitute or something different at all from what the Department of Defense uses. You're getting the exact same equipment. You don't have two production lines, one for civilians and one for the Department of Defense, do you, sir?
No, all of our technology exceeds military standards. And, you know, you mentioned vehicles. That's an interesting story. Maybe it's like 4.5, 5 months ago, but we actually had our first, you know, we've sold, we're protecting hundreds of thousands of people across the United States, but we had our first vehicle get hit with lightning over the summer. And, oh my gosh, it was so incredible. Not, you know, it's scary for the driver, obviously, but the vehicle took a lightning strike and the only thing that was damaged was the back right taillight. And I'm actually a little upset that the back right taillight went out. But for those who know what happens with lightning in vehicles, when a vehicle gets struck by lightning, it usually takes significant damage. So for us to be able to protect the vehicle to that level, it's phenomenal. It's just a phenomenal amount of protection, even for a vehicle. And, you know, we were very happy to, you know, the customer was ecstatic. So it's pretty neat.
It is, and very, very gratifying to know that what you're doing is actually working. That has to be very gratifying.
It really is.
Yep. Well, last week, Elon Musk finished the takeover and buying Twitter, and as a consequence, I've opened a Twitter account for myself, Andrew, and looking forward to working with Twitter. The whole thing, when Twitter first came up, I thought this is a bunch of silliness, but it's grown to where it's become a major player in our culture, in our society, hasn't it?
It really has. You know, I still, and this is me personally, you know, I'm fairly familiar with all the social media platforms, but I've never really been a big fan of Twitter, obviously because of,
censorship.
I won't say on the air, but. Yeah, right. But also the platform itself, to me, never really made sense. But, oh my gosh, there's so many people in the United States. It is a huge platform.
Well, it never made sense to me either. I thought the whole thing, I'm kind of an alpha male macho kind of guy, and the whole thought of John Moore saying a tweet sounded pretty silly. So, you know, it just doesn't fit my alpha male image. But I mean, I have to admit that it's real, and the whole deal is real, and it's more than if you've got video capability, Andrew, we'll be doing these shows on video using Twitter in a week or two, maybe longer.
That would be great.
Your option. You don't have to do it. I know some of my guests don't want their video broadcast, but that's an option you can exercise if you choose to. I already got my studio set up with a green screen and so forth, and a camera and everything. People love video, and we'll be expanding our audience because people just love video, don't they?
Yeah, they really do. And, you know, one of my hopes for your show is, you know, maybe get it to go to the YouTube as well. That way you can have a separate platform.
Well, we dropped YouTube. It's been almost 2 years ago because of censorship. We may revisit that, because things are always changing, and I'm not going to say we won't use YouTube, but we'll revisit that because YouTube has a massive platform as well, doesn't it?
Oh, it really does. It's a great way to get the message out. But I also understand, you know, even our show, you know, I'm saying nuclear weapons like 15 times during the show, so it might, you know, cause an issue.
Well, anything about COVID will get you banned also. We have a break. We'll be right back.
Sure.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Black Owl Coffee, and I started Black Owl because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W, 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgotten. Look away, look away. In Dixie's land, where I was born in early on the frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixie land. Then I wish I was in Dixie. Hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land, I'll take my stand and live and die in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Andrew, when you do a lot of international travel, you still see people wearing masks? Is there any mask-wearing requirements in your travels?
I do. I still see quite a few people wearing masks. I don't think it's absolutely a requirement everywhere I go, but there's still people that just feel they have to wear it, which kind of blows my mind considering now that we understand COVID and, you know, if you believe the evolution of COVID has made it less dangerous, then it wouldn't make sense that people would still wear it. But there's quite a few people for sure.
Well, Asians wear masks even before COVID. It's something about the Asian culture that they just love to wear masks in public. But what about vaccination requirements? You ever run into issues with that?
Actually, I haven't had too many issues. You know, I don't have a vaccination, and I've been able to travel. You know, so there's a lot of people that was always saying you couldn't travel without a vaccine, which is absolutely untrue. Okay. You know, I've been around for 2 years traveling, but not that I'm aware of. Now, it does make it more difficult to get into certain countries, and there are some countries that won't allow you in without it, but I haven't, the places I'm going, I haven't really had an issue.
All right. Well, that's good. Andrew, I want to thank you for being with us, and we look forward to having you back next Monday, sir. We appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Okay. Well, at the top of the hour, we will have Sam Andrews, and we will have Firearms Monday. I got to spend the weekend at Freedom Center USA, the advanced precision rifle class. I learned a lot. We'll be talking some about that and other firearms-related matters and legislation, the upcoming midterm election, which is a week from tomorrow. It will be a game-changer also. Fox News has been doing a stellar job promoting conservative Christian candidates in various places around the country for the House of Representatives and the U.S. Senate. Critical races. They're all critical. Many conservative Christian patriots ignored what was where the real power is at the county level. School boards, county commission, various county offices, mayors, city council were the people I call our opposition, the socialists, communists, Democrats, Muslims. They haven't been ignoring it. They've been paying close attention for decades and getting their people elected to these grassroots organizations, offices that are so very important, school boards, all elected officials at the county level, city level. And people have had a great wake-up call the last 2 years since the election was stolen from Donald Trump 2 years ago. It's been a real renaissance of people waking up about how important these offices are. I've known this for a long time. I am active in my county, and I'd like to see all of you active also. Here's our break. We'll break back.
Gonna wait till the cows come home to get your new ease-off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an ease-off drop-in lift?
Our ease-off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the ease-off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my ease-off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Easeoff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.